Nearly 4 million people on Medicaid have been disenrolled from the program since April, when protections put into place during the pandemic expired. The vast majority are losing coverage mainly due to paperwork and bureaucratic reasons, not because they don't qualify for coverage. We're joined by Julie Rovner, who is Chief Washington Correspondent at KFF Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So explain what's happening here. First, what changes happened to Medicaid during the pandemic?
Well, during the pandemic, the federal government said to each state, if you agree not to disenroll anybody, to leave anybody who's eligible and gets on, just leave them be in the Medicaid program, we will give you extra money. We will give you 6% more than we would give you anyway. So obviously, all the states went ahead and did that. And that was to go until the end of the public health emergency, which Congress actually tinkered with. So the disenrollment started to be allowed April 1st. So presumably, there are many, many people who got on Medicaid during the pandemic who are no longer eligible. So at some level, this is just sort of figuring out what should be. The problem is what happens to those people who are losing their Medicaid. They should be matched up with other kinds of insurance they're probably eligible for, but that's not necessarily happening.
Okay, so who are some of these people who are being disenrolled? And then I just want to get into the kind of the why and the how it's happening.
We know that many of them are children. Many of them are adults who are probably eligible for subsidized coverage under the Affordable Care Act. They were people who were eligible for Medicaid when they got on. It's just they may have gotten other jobs, or their income may have gone up, or they may have moved. They may be in another state. So it's possible that they are no longer eligible for the Medicaid that they have, but that doesn't mean that they're not eligible for something else. And the concern here is that what we're finding from the first wave of states starting to do what are called redeterminations is that most of these people are being disenrolled because they're not returning their renewal forms. In many cases, it may be because they weren't getting their renewal forms because they might have moved, or English might not be their first language, or they haven't had time to sit down and, you know, do a multi-page application for something.
So they might well still qualify. It's just due to paperwork or bureaucratic reasons that they're being disenrolled.
That is the biggest concern, is that people who are being disenrolled actually are still eligible.
Now, this is happening state by state. It's a federal program, Medicaid, but states are the ones who are determining eligibility standards and handling the enrollment and the renewals. So how is this playing out state by state in terms of disenrollment?
Very differently. First of all, we don't have numbers from every state. So far, we've seen numbers from about 40 states. But some states are being much more aggressive in cutting people off. Texas is by far the largest. Now, of course, Texas has the largest number of people on Medicaid. So you would expect that. Florida is second. Again, a lot of people on Medicaid. So you would expect it. Arkansas is one of the states that came out very aggressively wanting to get people who were no longer eligible for the program off of the program.
And when this plays out, because people being removed, how are they finding this out? If it was a bureaucratic or a paperwork reason, how do they know they now no longer have coverage?
Well, often they don't find out until they go to get medical care. And then the hospital or doctor or clinic will say, oh, we just looked you up and you're no longer on Medicaid. And that's a problem not just for the patient, but for the provider. Now, they're not going to be paid. There are ways for hospitals and clinics to re-enroll these people if they're still eligible, but it's a big disruption on all sides.
And does that mean at kind of that really critical point of service that someone might get turned away, or they might not get medication that they might need because they can't afford it?
Yeah, more likely the latter. More likely they're not going to get turned away from an actual provider's office. But yes, medication is a very common place for people to go try to pick up their drugs and discover that they no longer have insurance.
I want to tell this number that you've reported is 3.8 million people who've lost Medicaid coverage. That seems like a lot, but it's also thought to be an undercount. Do you expect it to keep going up?
Yeah, the federal government expects that about 15 million people will be disenrolled, but that's off of 90 million people that had Medicaid by the end of the pandemic, which is considerably larger than the program normally is, because people tend to cycle on and off. So yes, it's a very large number, but there are a very large number of people on the Medicaid program.
And is the federal government taking any action to fix the problem? Are they working with the states to get these kind of paperwork snafus taken care of?
Yes, the federal government is working very hard, hand in hand with the states. They're very concerned about some of the states that are trying to go very quickly to disenroll people who don't return their paperwork or for other reasons. And they are very concerned about some of the states that have very large numbers of disenrollments in this very short time. And they're asking some states to actually pause those disenrollments to make sure that they are following the federal rules to help match these people up with insurance for which they might be eligible, even if they're no longer eligible for Medicaid.
Julie Rovner is Chief Washington Correspondent at KFF Health News. Julie, thank you.
Thank you.